The community that I've been walking from door to door, Ward 2, the priorities are the same. They have the same priorities about infrastructure, about service, about retaining the character and the culture of their neighborhoods. We're made up of neighborhoods, and that is what makes us so great, the diversity of our neighborhoods and the diversity of the people within our neighborhoods. So the priorities, it turns out, are all very similar, and I don't see very much difference itself. And you listen to people and meet with them, and then you can represent them equally and fairly.
Thank you. Kurt.
Thanks. I think this is one of those questions that the community should spend months discussing. I think you're touching on a really foundational issue that needs a lot of community input and education discussion. It's no secret that our ward system was designed to disenfranchise certain groups. The wards, and which has achieved that, I believe. The wards do not encircle people of similar social strata or people who want a seat at the table. On one hand, diversity is important, but really, what is our ward system serving us? For all you policy nerds out there, I think we need to look at a charter commission. I think we need to look at some of the assumptions that our charter makes, and our charter is fairly ancient. I don't doubt that anybody up here wouldn't be approachable and represent their constituents the very best they can. I think it's a good struggle to have, but we have to look at some of the assumptions we have about how we elect people.